somewhere I could have come if they'd called me, but they didn't. He unleashed his frustration in a kick at an unoffending trash bot. I thought for sure the Utopians would at least have the good sense to worry when all the others agreed on something, but I got word back from them this morning. It's been handled. You can't tell me they settled on that answer by themselves. It's not even you speak. If I had a euro for every time I've heard that sentence in the past 2 days, I could retire on it. 20 minutes, I corrected. What? It took them 20 minutes in Duke Ganymede's parlor to decide to keep you off the case, and there were reasons for it. You've heard who is handling it. J.E.D.D. Mason, I nodded. You know J.E.D.D. Mason's a good person. And you know Martin Guildbreaker's a good person. If they find something that needs you on it, they'll come to you. A slow breath. Hopefully. But then why block me from the case? I don't know. I really don't. Papa shook his tired head. Since when have they let politics be this openly incestuous, Mycroft? Sunio Sugiyama put Sniper instead of Ganymede on a 7-10 list, and everyone's acting like it's the end of the world. Even 30 years ago, you couldn't find 2 7-10 lists with the same top seven. But when's the last time you saw one of the Gordian brainbosh members on there instead of the headmaster, huh? Or a European other than the Prime Minister? The guards around us were growing nervous, hearing the Commissioner's Greek so heated. What worries me is that they aren't even being subtle anymore. The Mitsubishi Hive leader is the humanist president's brother-in-law, and no one's crying conflict of interest. Do people really not care? A deep breath. It shouldn't be this easy for them, Mycroft. The death of majority doesn't help if the minorities come together and act like they're majority again. Do you still believe in the death of majority, reader? The first Anonymous's first essay, lauding what they saw as the promise of eternal peace. After the church war, there was no majority race, no majority religion, no majority language, no majority nationality. Mukta birthed a world so intermixed that no one anymore grew up among people mostly like themselves. The majority of Japanese people did not live in Japan. The majority of Greeks did not live in Greece. So, too, for every country in the world. Majority died with church and nation, the Anonymous proclaimed. And with it, war and genocide died, too, for they require a majority united. Patriots, an us and them, in which us is normal, larger, more powerful, capable of overwhelming and defeating them. I could ask any contemporary here, are you a majority? And I know what he or she would answer. Of course not, Mycroft. I have a hive, a race, a second language, a vocation, and an avocation, hobbies of my own. Add up my many strats, and you will soon reduce me to a minority of one, and hence my happiness. I am unique, and proud of my uniqueness, and prouder still, by being no majority, I ensure eternal peace. You lie, reader. There is one majority still entrenched in our commingled world, a great us against a smaller them. You will see it in time. I shall give only one hint. The deadliest majority is not something most of my contemporaries are, reader. It is something they are not. Couldn't you ask to investigate on behalf of the hiveless? I asked. Papa shook his head. Not if no hiveless have been affected by the crime. So far, none are. If the Senior Weeksbooth Bash had kids who were minors, I could use them as an excuse, but as it is, Dominic Seneschal is missing. Dominic Seneschal isn't a missing person yet. They turned their tracker off themselves and didn't specify a duration after which they should be sought if they don't check in. Thanks to a certain Mycroft Canner, Papa nodded his mock gratitude, were allowed to start search and rescue after 5 days without contact. No matter what the person said, but that's still a ways off. Besides, I don't want to go in without at least one of the Big Seven giving their stamp of approval, or I'll bring them all down on my head. I need a way to make it look like I didn't push for this, like one of them requested it. I see. I glanced down at my utopian manacles, their taut, gelatinous surfaces almost comforting after so many meetings. You could try King Isabel Carlos. These days the others don't have the heart to say no to their majesty's requests. If you get the king to support you, it'll be hard for the others to object, especially because Ando and Ganymede can never pass up a chance to piss on Casimir Perry. Spain? Papadelius took a heavy breath. Yes, Spain would do, though when the Bourbon dynasty is the least incestuous element of your politics, you worry. We laughed together, and I feared the sight of Mycroft Canner laughing would drive the ghost-faced policewoman on my left to an early grave. But Papadelius calmed her with an authoritative nod. And with that out of the way, shall we look at March 19th? He did not have to specify the year. There's a discrepancy in your timeline here. I don't have time today, Papa. I have jobs waiting. Just one question. His lenses were already glittering with reports, though I cannot believe there were any details of my case left which Papa had not memorized. That was a busy day for you. You grabbed Kohaku, Chiesa, Mercer, and Luther in one day. I shrugged. I had to move fast. The third body was about to be discovered, and two more Bosch members were missing. It wouldn't take you long to put the rest in protective custody. If I grabbed them then, I could finish them any time. I wondered what topic the others thought we had moved to, these guards who stood deaf to our Greek, but could see our body language grow more comfortable, more like family than enemies. No, I am dearer to this vocateur than family. Modern police work was invented by yet another Frenchman, Eugène François Vidocq, a son not of the 18th century, but the 19th. Vidocq's exploits, with their disguises, great escapes, false identities, and lifelong rivals, are so spectacular one can hardly believe in them. Indeed, he seems more like one of Bridger's miracles than real when one reads of the life which provided meat enough for Vidocq's good friend Victor Hugo to base not just Valjean but Javert too on this one man. Between his exploits, Vidocq invented police networks, salaried informants, plainclothes detectives, all the vital tools of Papa's trade, and Papadelius so idolizes this role model that he even forgives him for not being Greek. Deep down, I know Papa longs for the Chinese curse of interesting times. To Vidocq, fate granted prison breaks, fierce nemesis, an escape from galley slavery, and he made the most of tumults, creating false identities, infiltrating the very criminal world he worked to cage, and after one great prison break, toiling for years disguised as his own successor in order to win a royal pardon for his former self, and then unmasked dramatically before the throne. But our present is too orderly to offer such adventures to poor Papadelius. By rights, at some point in his 8 decades toil, Providence owed Papa a multi-decade sparring match like Javert and Valjean. Or at least the few precious years Holmes had with his Moriarty. But alas, when Papa's longed-for master criminal finally came, our battle only lasted 2 short weeks. You will indulge us if we won't let those 2 weeks end. Here's today's question. Papa's eyes sparkled like a poor poker player's unable to disguise a good hand. If you'd spent the whole previous day doing jug and funnel water torture on McKenna Mardy in Bunker 2 and feeding Lee Mardy to lions in the African reservation, when did you have time to go back to the Alps and refill the tank for Gia Mardy's Chinese water torture? It only held 200 gallons. That wouldn't have lasted 3 whole days. I didn't have to refill the tank, I answered instantly. It had already been 2 days. Gia had gotten used to measuring time by how far the water level rose. If the water supply ran out, they would pass out as soon as the dripping stopped. And then, when I refilled it and the drip started again, they'd wake up and not think any time had passed, since the water hadn't risen. If no time has passed psychologically, it doesn't break the spell. But the body recovers during sleep, the mind, too. Not enough to matter. I see. He didn't like that answer. He had that itchy look, like he would go back to his notes and brood, then call at 4 a.m. with some loophole. In fact, he had one now. How'd you feed your dog, then? What? Your dog? You can't have taken it with you where the lions were. You left it in the Alps? I smiled. I left it gnawing on Laurel's left arm. Plenty of meat for 2 days. But that was already 2 questions. Are we done? Papa gave me a wary, probing squint. For now. Sometimes I almost wished Papa would find it, the one elusive question I would have no answer for. He smelled something unfinished in my tail, my seamless web of answers. How did I do it? How did I strike so many so far apart, such complex tasks so fast? If nothing else, then 20, 30 years hence, on his deathbed, Papa deserved to hear me whisper, Saladin. Chapter the 25th. Madames. The 6 Hive transit system welcomes you to Paris. Visitors are required to adhere to a minimum of grey hiveless law and to Parisian city regulations. For a list of local regulations not included in your customary law code, select Law. Where else could the heart of all have been, reader? In the Enlightenment, Paris was the crown and capital of all things, as if Romanova, Alexandria, and La Trimouille were rolled in one. To live there was to live where all that mattered in the universe could be strolled to in a day, and to be banished thence was to be banished to mud and haystacks. Such a power does not lose its grip upon the world in a mere 600 years. Over here! Thisbe waved Carlyle over to her table at a corner cafe, where she had drawn him with the simple lure. Occam only said we couldn't continue at the Bosch. Despite his late night, Carlyle had risen full of strength that day, for March the 26th was the birthday of the great sage Zoroaster and the Synaxis of Archangel Gabriel, a day on which men honor the Creator in ages past, today, and honor also those who gave us access to him. I couldn't find out any more about this black hole than its location. Eureka was right about it being very secret. She beamed pride. I found a service entrance. Shall we? They were already at the steps when I realized I hadn't checked on Carlyle in a while and found his tracker signal in the worst place in the world. With a hybrid of Papadelius's clearance codes and J.E.D.D. Mason's, I hacked into Carlyle's camera feed at once and saw the stairs before him, period laundry flapping on the lines above. Blame came first. I blamed Occam for consenting to let Martin's team investigate the Sanir Weeksbooth Bosch. I blamed Papadelius for sending them. I blamed the thief behind the Black Sakura affair. I even blamed Giulia Doria Pamphili, as if Carlyle, stumbling in on Bridger 4 days earlier, had somehow been her fault for sending him. I blamed myself above all. I did not, oddly enough, blame Carlyle or Thisbe. Carlyle, in my mind, was like a child's ball tossed toward a pit, helpless unless another player intervenes. And Thisbe was... Thisbe, by nature, could not resist the scent of secrets. How could I stop them? That was my only question. There had to be a way to stop them.